everybody, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm Pauline, and I'm very, very excited to introduce my two new co-hosts, because, as you know, if you've been, like, with us, Mariana's peace out, you know.
Bye-bye.
But I have two new friends that I brought along for the ride, so we have the real Ravina.
Hi, guys.
And so don't get her confused with any impostas. And then we have Tasia. Oh, I didn't do her intro there? That well. Tasia, do your intro. I'm
sorry. Tasia.
Oh, Tasia. I thought it was So
it's Tasia.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. We have it's going to be a lot of fun because we have new people on the show. The show is going to kind of still be the same because we're still, of course, going to give you the social media news updates and keep you in the loop with what's trending and what's changing and what to expect when it comes to how we communicate with one another through social media and what we care about on social media. But it's going to be kind of fun because now I have my friends with me and
you guys get to see the real spicy side of Pauline with her friends here.
So we'll see how it goes. To start us off, speaking about a switch up and kind of like, well, actually, okay, this is a terrible segue, but we'll just go with it.
Yeah. I was going to say
personalization, but we're not like really personalizing the show. We're just switching it up. Mm-hmm. But you know, change is good. Like, you know, when Pepsi came out with their new logo and it was literally like the same, it just looked like a little bit smoother. I was like, yes, I want it. Even though it's literally the same thing. So we are literally giving you the same thing. We're just switching it up a little bit. It's going to be a little bit smoother, I'm hoping.
Smoother.
But you know, smooth jazz Tasia.
Speaking of a random Pepsi, did you see that Snapchat of Kim Kardashian when she poured Pepsi and Diet Coke into the same, like Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke into the same thing, like mixed it half and half? She was like, it was the perfect drink.
Really? I did not see that. So mm-hmm. She mixed.
Do you see our microphones? Pepsi and Coke, you know, all mixed together.
Oh, no. So she mixed Pepsi and Coke.
Like literally take a glass, half and half, Pepsi and Coke, mix it together, take that sip.
Look at her with her chemist self, mm-hmm. just, you know, coming out with new
delicious
things.
So that's, we're about to make it delicious.
So I guess we're going to have to try that. So if mm-hmm. you guys follow Kimberly on Snapchat, you guys probably already know about this. I'm a little bit late to the game, but I'm down to try it because honestly, I like Pepsi, but I love cherry Coke. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I don't really care for cherry Pepsi. And I don't like regular Coke.
Actually, I like Sprite.
I'm more of a Sierra Miss. See? It's weird.
Ooh.
I love Pepsi products.
I'm a Coke product person.
Yeah, I like Coke too. But they say that if you...
Keep going. It's okay. They say what? What did they say, real Ravina? She's a Coke.
We've been watching Narcos a little.
She does,
guys,
love Narcos.
I've been watching way too much Narcos, so I'm a Coke person now. But what I was going to say is they say if you try Pepsi and Coke, you can't tell the difference. Like, you'll always pick Pepsi as the better drink that you prefer, even if you really like Coke.
I'm telling you.
Oh, if you're like blindfolded.
Pepsi, if you're blindfolded and you're like, I like Coke, you're going to pick Pepsi and say it's Coke.
I think I can taste the difference, though, because okay, Pepsi has this sourness to it.
Clearly, we are definitely going to have to taste test this, and we will post it on social media, actually.
Yeah, and
we'll
let you know which ones.
We will do a blindfold. We might have Pepsi. Oh, no. Yeah. We don't have Pepsi in the back, but we can get Pepsi. We have Coke in the back right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can definitely do this for everybody. So
do that poll.
Find us on social. Find
we'll
us on
see,
Twitter.
How true Kim Kardashian actually is.
Yeah, we'll try this.
Drink mixing.
And I'm wondering if Tasia's taste buds are as accurate
I'm
as
I'm
going
to prove
claims.
It to you because I'm going to know.
Yeah, we're going to have to blindfold you and make you tell the difference and pick Coke.
So make sure you guys check that
check
out.
Check that out. And then you guys can see what my new friends look like because I know that we post pictures a lot with Mariano. But now you guys can see the new faces of social media news.
Oh, the real Ravina and the A-Tage.
Okay, so anyway. So social media, well, actually not social media. This has to do more with messaging. Mm-hmm. Is okay, so Google. Oops, sorry, girl. So Google.
We're just holding hands.
Google is coming out with, or actually, I think it might already have debuted. Mm-hmm. But it's a new messaging app. It's a smart messaging app called, I'm going to call it Allo.
We don't know if it's Allo. It's It's all I-O. It's all we know.
Yeah, it's basically, it's spelled A-L-L-O, which is kind of cute. It's clever. I don't know, because I'm wondering if it's like, hello, like, you know, instead of hello.
Hello. Oh, hello. Yeah. I like that. I'm wondering. That's a good play.
That's
on
what
it.
I'm thinking.
Google
I'm,
Play is playing. They're
so, doing it. That's what I'm thinking that it stands for, or how you should pronounce it, but whatever. So it's basically a smart messaging app, and basically it will customize your texting and messaging experience based upon your personality. So you can, so like, for example, if you use a lot of like a certain emoji, then
it's going to produce that for you.
Right. That's going to be kind of like your first option. If you tend to say LOL versus ha ha or hee hee, I don't know, or ja 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 ja, I guess it'll.
It's going to generate that automatically for you with the click of a button instead of actually.
And so, like, a lot of the suggestions, are going to be real. It's going to customize to your personality and to your style. So a lot of the options and suggestions that pop up are going to be things that you actually do use and how you speak and interact with your friends.
I think what they're trying to do different versus iPhone is because, you know how when you don't answer a phone or something like that, you can just send the message, but it's just a generated message. It's nothing personalized. And now they're trying to personalize it. And as I said, over time, it's supposed to get better to know how your phone works. But that just, isn't that just so crazy to you guys? I think, like, my phone is literally a brain in a computer.
No,
and
right.
And sitting here memorizing and knowing how I interact. Like, who's controlling this app on the other end?
Well, okay, so with that, which I was actually thinking too, because, like, the messaging part and, like, how it customizes and, like, if you send, like, pictures that you can edit the pictures and draw on them, kind of like Snapchat, and send that to your friends, which is kind of cool. But they are also adding to this smart app is kind of like a Google Assistant. So in a way, it's kind of like Siri. However, it like reads your conversation. So like, say, for instance, I'm texting you girls and we're like, let's go out to eat something downtown.
I love your little voice.
You know? And so my little assistant girlfriend, she will be like, oh, these places are downtown. And she'll give us like a list. So I can kind of send you guys a list real quickly of things nearby that, you know, so then we can decide from there. And so instead of having to open up a whole new app such as Yelp or something like that, she can make suggestions if you guys are talking about a certain like song, things like that. So that part kind of freaks me out, though.
Well, I think the reason that they're doing that is because of the new iOS 10 app, how you don't have to leave your initial app that you're in to go do other things. Like you were just saying, if you're sending someone a message, in that message, you can send a link of the YouTube or the Yelp review or anything like that automatically to the person without having to go to a different app and then come back
so
into
it just,
your messaging.
Yeah, it makes it more convenient.
Yeah.
And then another cool feature, well, I think it's kind of cool. I can see why some people would think that it's not that cool, because if you like, you know, you're dealing with something that's not always honest, but you could have like a conversation incognito. So like, it's kind of like there, but it's under wraps. So it's like discreet. Like you can have it have an expiration date. You can have it to where like you can't find it when you're like just looking at your regular messages. So like if you're sneaky. Or
that's
if you're just
for the
planning
cheaters out there, you
well,
know,
or if you're planning like a surprise party for your best friend and she's always on your phone,
like positive.
But I mean, I think it might do more evil.
Definitely do more evil than harm. Especially,
I just seen that right now. Incognito, no.
Because you can control how long your messages stick around,
and even
and have private notifications.
Other, it's like. Now you're going to feel like even less personalized when it comes to social media and talking to someone. Now my text messages aren't even real, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not even truly texting you anymore. I'm talking to your phone now.
Okay.
Even though your phone is generating the response and it's thinking what my mind could potentially be thinking.
Right,
but
right.
It's still not you at the end of the day. Like, I want to talk to you. I didn't ask to talk to your phone.
Aww.
So, it's like, what if you're trying to talk to your boyfriend or your significant
other? And I'm getting
another.
This random I love you from him, and I didn't. That wasn't what responded.
We,
just
we
because
were talking
the
about dinner.
Yeah, and the phone thought that's what the conversation's next thing would be.
Because that's what we talk about every day at 6 p.m. What's for dinner, right?
So. Yeah.
She's like, so-and-so's about to ask you what you want for dinner.
Yeah. What's for dinner?
Decide now before he texts you.
Yeah, because if I had this messaging system at low on my phone, it would just be asking everybody about food because all my text messages are about
always what's
about for dinner,
food.
Snack or whatever, or Drake, or just like random things.
So or Drake.
Just Drake.
It could potentially, but then I can see why some people would like it only if
it's
you're like super busy. But then I get it. It kind of does add another office. Layer of
the intimacy like, is gone within that conversation. Yeah. It's like it went from, you know, talking face to face, then talking on the phone, and talking over text message. Then now your text messages are texting for you.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's just like too much.
Yeah, honestly, I don't 100% like it either because I'm one of those people who I don't use all the emoji. Like instead of saying I love you, I'll say I love you. I don't say I heart you or
Never
or like
me a
the baby. Like I'm not gonna now replace it with the baby emoji. Like have you noticed that?
Oh
with
with
the iOS,
new,
if you
iOS
go
update.
To your emojis, it like would
depending like
highlight
certain
the
keywords.
Words exactly.
Yeah.
So keywords. Me personally, I type my words out for the most part, and I will have a real conversation. It's not going to be a whole bunch of like emojis in life, but I guess that's cool how the Google Alo app is able to personalize and know if you're a type of person who uses emojis more versus words more. But at the end of the day, like Ravina was saying, how do I know if this is my husband really talking to me or not?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
I guess it is cool, but it just takes out the level of personalization that I would like. Because, I don't know, I'm the type of person, if I don't want to talk to you, I'm not going to text you. If I'm not going to make small talk with you, or I'm just not going to reply, right? And if this is, like, trying to, like, maintain conversations and drag it out for you, whatever.
Yeah, I don't like that. No. Like, I don't want it to show that I read your message and I didn't really want to read
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I don't mind when people see that I read their message and I haven't responded.
Oh, I don't mind if I like.
Yeah, it's just.
I sometimes do it on purpose.
Oh, that's different. So,
like,
I was going to say, if
you know, I saw that and I'm like,
don't talk
care.
To you.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, got it. Bye.
Yeah, I read
whatever.
It.
But we're going to cut it to a break real quickly before Ravina and Tasia take Google out of business with this app.
People are going to love it, you guys.
I personally
sure.
think it's kind of cool.
I would use it in class.
The incognito part is kind of like potentially has the potential to be kind of sticky if you're not really honest, you know. But hey, I mean,
it's for them.
You can cheat with or without technology. You just got to have a nice, good personality.
But technology does make it easier now.
You
want
to do when you want to do it.
So you're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast, and we will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everybody, to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm sitting here with my friends Pauline and Tasia.
And she's Ravina, my other friend.
Yes.
I have probably only two friends now, just you two.
Yeah, I just made them my friends.
Yeah, keep your circle close. You know, you don't want too many people
not too big,
all up in your business.
Yeah. Trust a true few.
True few. Ooh.
I like that. Trust a true few. That's
you
like
know,
a
real Ravina.
Right there. Yeah, the real Ravina.
It's been realness right here for you.
I should
you.
Just start telling us all cheesy quotes now. Keeping it
so,
real.
So, this is not speaking of keeping your circle close, but this is speaking of, I guess, I don't know. Like, do you guys have siblings?
Yes. Well, I guess their circle was pretty close since she was concerned, you know.
She was concerned. Okay, so how many siblings do you have, Ravina?
I have 2 younger brothers.
Ooh, I do also.
I have a younger brother and a younger sister as well.
Gotcha. So I have 2 younger brothers and 1 older sister. Mm-hmm. And I like actually having younger brothers. I think they're easier. They're like... But then I feel like that's why I was raised as a tomboy, because it's just easier mm-hmm. to raise 3 boys than it is to, like, you know. Because yeah, my sister's so much older than us. So yeah. She was, like, out on her own by the time, like, we were coming through. Mm-hmm. So, but I never really had that whole, I have an annoying older sister, or, like, I'm the annoying younger sister, because we were so different in, like, our age. Like, our age mm-hmm. difference was so wide. So, like, I think it's funny when people complain about, like, their sisters and stuff. Yeah. Or, like, have to deal with the whole, like, stealing clothes or lipsticks and, like, hair products. Because we never experienced that problem. Yeah, because I'm always like, well, whatever. Like, I never really... I still to this day can't fit my sister's clothes because she's, like, so, like, nice and tall and thin. So, like, mm-hmm. you know.
See, for instance, me and my sister, we have different moms. So, we're mm-hmm. so... We're only a month apart in age.
Oh, okay.
So, she's not young enough for me to call her my younger sister.
Right.
Like, we're, like, doing the same things. And then my brother... that's a 3-year difference, and he's a gotcha. Boy, so then that's like a whole different thing. Like, he's more trying to protect his big sister. Than, like, you know. So
yeah.
Other than this girl and the reports, like we wanted to be able to experience that same, like, don't take my stuff problems.
The reason why I'm bringing up everybody's siblings is because sometimes siblings fight and they get into little arguments, like into tiffs. Like, it happens. Everybody does it. I think that it makes for good stories later on when you're, like, older. Yeah. So good story. I don't know if I think that this is, like, a funny story. It's kind of funny.
I think so, but it's kind of like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So,
like,
yeah.
Seriously?
So, a girl in Australia actually got into a fight with her sister, mm-hmm. and they had, like, a little tiff, which is totally fine. It happens. But she decided to lock herself in her room, which is probably what she probably was like, get away from me.
What and, anybody like, would do is,
yeah,
like,
lock yourself in there to be like, stay out, get away from me. I don't want to deal with you. Yeah.
But mind you, the thing is, like, if she was found in her room and she didn't reveal that she was in her room until the police and everybody else was, like, looking for this missing girl.
So she's in her room for who knows how long, but long enough to where it caused concern. So her family reported her missing and they had no idea where she was. And people were, like, freaking out, which, I mean, I'm not quite sure how it is in Australia, so I don't know how long you have to be missing before you can report it. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming she's missing at least minimum
5-6. For kids, it's always accelerated, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody
regardless,
just goes into
the
high
first
alert.
48 hours is crucial because after that time,
you could be in danger.
Dead.
Yeah.
So
she was
the
missing.
The first few hours is like.
Or, like, quiet enough. To where, and perhaps, I don't know, maybe she was just taking a nap in her room.
Yeah.
Or she just was, like, that quiet. I'm not quite sure. Her family reported her missing and mm-hmm. to the police, which is a great thing because, you know, they care about her. And so the police, one thing that they did was to kind of help bring some awareness and put out an alert for her mm-hmm. was that they posted on their Facebook page, like, her picture and stating that she was missing and mm-hmm. all those other details that you normally post when somebody's missing. But the kicker is
the girl
is
replied.
That she commented on the
on her
picture
own missing post
saying, I'm not missing.
Yeah,
I'm in my room.
Actually, guys, I'm not missing. I'm completely fine sitting right here in my room.
Just the relaxing police, in my room.
And then the police replied to her saying, thank you. We're glad that you're okay, but we cannot take this post down until a police has cited you
right,
so
you
that we can make
in.
Sure that everything is 100% fine.
Right, because then you risk the chance that somebody, like, hacked into her Facebook mm-hmm. and is posting this and just trying to, like, you know, get them off their tail. Like, if...
Yeah.
You know, it was a bad situation. And so she did have to end up going to the police station and saying, like, yes, I'm physically fine. Like, I
nothing
just was
happened
in
to me.
My room, locked in my room because my sister was annoying me type thing. And so
it makes you wonder, did they never check her room or was she hiding in her room? Like, I'm sure she
was
hiding
was she
from
like
her sister.
Just under the bed. Yeah.
Like, how did her parents not find her in the room?
But, or, I don't know.
We don't know how big that house is.
Or maybe her, I don't know. Which, true, it could have been, like, a really big room. Maybe it's like a basement room.
Because
so like,
this happened in Australia, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who knows? Or maybe she snuck out the back window when they did do a room check and then she came back because she needed some fresh air. I don't know.
Yeah, see, like, I would get hungry. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to stay in my room that long. I would definitely have had to come out.
To pack some snacks. Like, I'd have been like, I'm mad at you.
She must have planned this. She's a mastermind. Yeah.
She knew. It's like they played hide and seek a few times. She knew exactly where her sister could find her.
Yeah, she had like a stash.
Her whole goal was to get her sister in trouble at the end.
It's just so sad that it's like her and her sister got in a fight, but it went all the way to her sister not telling her parents that she's missing, and now her parents are pouring it to the police, and the police going doing everything right. And posting on our social media.
And I'm wondering, because like we, according to the report, like we don't know like if her sister was like upset, like, and she was like, "Mom, I haven't seen Sissy in such a long time." Mm-hmm. Or like, did she help look for her sister? Yeah. Did she not care? Because they were just mad at each other, which I think it's kind of comical. It did escalate, but I think it was kind of nice that the police did, you know, post about that. And I don't know, I'm sure that they get a lot of funny things on those posts.
They don't report how old they actually are, though, right? They just say a teenager. They didn't say any specific ages.
She's definitely
ages
a minor. Yeah. But, oh my gosh. I thought it was great that she commented on her own missing picture.
Yeah, that's something like, funny to say in high school to tell your friends.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one for the books when it comes to sharing stories with, like, you know, sibling rivalry.
Yeah, I would have gotten grounded and had to go back into my room for a very long time.
Yeah.
Now you're really hiding stuck. In
everybody
there.
Really saw you missing.
Yeah, now you're really stuck.
Yeah. Right, you are. You want to
really
be
go
in your
off
room,
the map
go in your room.
Go in your room.
Yeah. So that's what took place in Australia. And then when we come back from this quick break, we're going to discuss another overseas sensation that has been happening across the pond in the UK when In-N-Out Burger decided to do a little quick 4-hour pop-up shop. So you are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. We'll be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey guys, welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts, and this is the social media news. And we're going to talk about this craze going on with the In-N-Out Burger.
I know, so
you guys are making me hungry, stop.
Yes. If you don't know, if you're not
in California,
from California, the West Coast, the best coast, unfortunately, and if you've never been here,
we're being over here from Canada.
Let's just say California knows a little bit more than just how to party, as Tupac would say.
Well, if you've never had the pleasure, the opportunity, the blessing to journey here to California and enjoy In-N-Out Burger, I do feel bad for you. I mean, it's kind of okay.
It is delicious.
It is delicious, and I'm not going to go and say like, oh. You have to, like, it's great.
For the price,
the fun, the novelty, and all that. But I'm not going to say, like, if you offer me, like, a steak dinner or In-N-Out.
Oh, I'm going to go take that steak for
you. Yeah,
mignon,
but, you know,
sure.
Like,
but it's
one
really
of
good, healthy, not healthy, but fresh, fast food.
Like, and there are times when, like, I'm craving, I'm like, I have to have some In-N-Out.
With extra sauce.
Yes. Yeah. And I like to get toasty buns, animal style. No pickles.
And I want my meat well done. Because sometimes I keep it a little too pink.
And I love my fries extra crispy.
So I love to see them make the fries.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, me too.
They're going, you know, I'm like, he's getting that workout with the fry makers, you know.
So In-N-Out decided to bless the UK.
London,
particularly. Yes. To bless them with a pop-up restaurant for 4 hours this past week, and to, you know, just like I said, to bless them. Mm-hmm. And because not everybody has the opportunity to travel, and not everybody will be able to visit the great state of California. So they were set to have this restaurant open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so it's just going to be four hours just during lunchtime. And now In-N-Out, like I said, is basically mostly it started here in California. It's a California thing. Yeah. And
there's still the little booths in L.A. were the first ones that are still just drive through stands.
Right. And it's there. Really. Yeah. It's really, really cool. It's really nice. And so
and they, even as long as the lines are, it's pretty fast service for us. You know, you're never going to go in and out and not see have a long line.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be in there for too long.
It's like an assembly line inside they got going. One person on the fries, the pickle, they the cheese.
It is. Yeah, yeah, they do have a really
fries.
Good.
Let me get you a smoothie.
I feel like I should be a cheerleader.
Yeah, for the In-N-Out burger.
Make that burger. Make that burger.
They got t-shirts. They
have really cute stuff. And I have a couple friends that worked for In-N-Out, and they actually
make
loved
good money.
Yeah, they make really good money. So really? it's a great place.
Good minimum wage job for sure.
So In-N-Out did this pop-up restaurant in London. And so this is the thing. They had a line. So if you've ever been to like a concert, especially if you've been to like a huge major star, like for instance, this past summer, I just went to go see Beyonce, and they have lines that start out way before doors open and things like that. And so for this In-N-Out pop-up restaurant, they actually had people starting to line up as early as 8 a.m. for an 11 o'clock opening.
Yes.
And you had to get wristbands because mm-hmm. that's how many people showed
up. It was a concert for the In-N-Out.
And it was like around the corner, all of this massive amounts of people.
If you see the picture, it's like a huge building that they're like coming out of, like just mm-hmm. a normal, like, you know, workers building. And then it's like going around that entire building of people in that line.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like it's actually kind of crazy. And like I said, so you had to get there early enough to get a wristband because there's only a certain amount. And they actually had to start turning people away.
They ran
at 12 o'clock. So only within the first hour, they had to start telling people, we actually are running out of burgers. Like, we cannot go this full amount of time that we had set out for.
And imagine to think, like, we can't just get a whole bunch of burgers shipped from America to London to just accommodate the rest of these people.
So it's if you don't understand how amazing In-N-Out is, that kind of just goes to show you that people, you know, because it is kind of like a classic, like, California American. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, restaurant, and it is different. It's fun. And I mean, yes, you can get a burger anywhere. You really can. There's burger joints that specialize
anywhere.
Right. There's special mm-hmm. sauce. Like, you know, there's just little things that just make In-N-Out In-N-Out.
But honestly speaking, their special sauce, it is just Thousand Island sauce.
Hey.
And you can. I've made my own In-N-Out burger.
Okay, yeah, but it doesn't
home.
Taste the same. Does not taste the same. Does
you
it taste the same?
It tasted pretty good.
I mean, I'm sure it tasted good, but it tastes like In-N-Out.
No.
Like, you got to have the sleeve.
I didn't have the lettuce.
I was going to say.
And, you know, and their grill.
Onions,
yeah,
you know,
I didn't caramelize my onions, all that.
The but extra special touch.
People were definitely going crazy all over Twitter. They were trending this topic, talking about how they were mad about how some people left work early
to go get a burger.
Get it. And their burger, it was sold out. So people were mad that they couldn't leave work, couldn't go. Like,
yes.
Some people said certain things, like, the one day I would have. I usually get out of school early, and the one day I don't, I miss out. And then I'm sure all those people who are still standing in that line that didn't get their burgers
know,
are pretty mad
I hate
on their
that.
Day that they just wasted
right.
on trying to get in and out.
And so according to like the article reporting on this is that In-N-Out does they don't have any plans to open up any international
chains.
Restaurants
mm-hmm. that sucks
anywhere.
I don't know why,
but that's the thing. So they do know because they do occasional pop-up
they
restaurants
do it in Vancouver
around,
too
yeah
in
around Canada, the yeah. world. Well, they'll set it up for like a day or a few hours, what have you.
I wonder why
and
they don't want to.
They get, but see, that's the thing, because
it's
kind of like
tourist
the novelty
for California
of the fact that yeah, you know, like it's a California
owned.
thing, you
Maybe
know
that's why.
And still things like that, because there's no doubt that they would do great wherever they decide
to.
Yeah,
you'd make so much more money if you went to everywhere else.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm sure there's people literally just in Arizona and, like, in Texas that are like, hey, put one here first before you go overseas. But I think that that does kind of add to the nostalgia and, like, the novelty of enjoying In-N-Out Burger.
But then when you think about it as a person, it's like when you travel, you would love to have your own sense of home in a way. Like, you knew anywhere you could go, there's going to be somewhere you know for sure.
Well, I mean,
you're
we have, like the
same
great
food. Because they only
American
have those three things
McDonald's
on the menus. Yeah, but McDonald's changes their things in other countries sometimes.
True.
So.
No, that which is
versus
they,
In-N-Out only
the
has those
location.
1, 2, and 3 menu. Like, you, unless you're gonna go in the secret menu when you know all the other
get
stuff.
Get to a Flying Dutchman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's a Flying Dutchman?
I think it's just like literally you don't have any buns.
You don't have any buns.
No buns. I think. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't really know. I never ordered a Flying Dutchman, but I think it's just like cheese patty, cheese patty, cheese patty.
So we have a lot of things to test after the show.
And then they
show.
Have like the veggie stuff.
Yeah, they have like a protein style burger, which is no buns, just wrapped up in lettuce for all of us people trying
they
to
They have
like,
grilled
you know.
Cheeses without the meat.
Oh, yeah, grilled cheeses are so good.
Since I'm a vegetarian, I always get the grilled cheese
right.
and add chilies. Their banana
yes.
peppers
Whoa.
Are actually
Yes,
spicy.
Girl. And like you can yeah. get with the milkshake, you can get it like mix up all three flavors. Neapolitan. Oh, So if you ever had the opportunity to come to California you, or even Nevada, I believe that there's like some in Reno. I'm not quite sure about Reno, but I know that
there's
Vegas
none, uh-huh.
has one I was eating
it's
there.
It's because it's Vegas. It's
right.
tourist area.
So, so like I said, they're not planning on like there's no nothing in the works for
yeah.
an international chain.
Like you said,
but they,
it's the homie of In-N-Out. Like
yeah.
it makes it their international thing. I guess it also brings tourists to
Yes.
California to just
literally
imagine how many people are going to book flights now to come to California
and make
from
them
London
add that
to
the
get
list.
The, yeah, that's what some people were tweeting. I guess they now have to go to California to get a burger.
Come on by.
Mm-hmm. They're going to, I just hope they don't up their prices because supply and demand. Like,
oh,
nobody,
right.
I'm still trying to get a number two for $2. You know?
So, you know, yeah. In-N-Out, we appreciate you. We love, I mean, I guess we're just really spoiled because we can get it anytime. Like, I'm honestly considering, like, we should just have a co-host In-N-Out
but
dinner.
But even with them being in California and being out here, they are dispersed. There is not an In-N-Out as often as
yeah, it's not
a
like a McDonald's.
Like, you're going to have to drive a little
yeah,
distance
it's not
for
like
you to
a
get
McDonald's.
There's like one
In-N-Out.
In every city.
Yeah,
yeah.
We still get very excited when we hear that one's coming. Like,
yeah,
we still
true.
Do.
Like when In-N-Out came by the mall in a close area, like it was
uh-huh.
crazy.
A big deal.
Like,
I know.
We're going In-N-Out.
So that's actually going to do it for this show of the Social Media News Podcast. If you want to listen to this episode over again, any of our past and future episodes, you can always find us on our network website, gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook. So if you were one of the lucky few that got to get In-N-Out Burgers in the UK, or if you live in a place that doesn't have In-N-Out and you've been to California, mm-hmm. how did you like your In-N-Out Burger, you know?
Did you like it well done or animal style? Tell us.
I'm honestly down for whatever, just no pickles. That's just my thing, just no pickles on nothing or anything, I mean.
I'm with a no tomato type of person.
Really? Well, and that's the great thing about In-N-Out. You can literally get it however you want because they make it after you order it, so...
Right? They make it after you order
it's
it.
Not, like,
it's not
like
prepared. It's not already in that bag wrapped.
You're like, you're not even done paying cash and it's just like sitting there waiting for you. Like,
yeah.
I hate those kind of places. So, like I said, that's going to do it for this episode. And I hope you guys enjoyed my new friends. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. GSMCpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.